Under the Spanish Stars, written by Ali Sinclair and read by Justine Eyre.
Chapter 1. Charlotte Cavanaugh gripped the calico bag that safely concealed her grandmother's painting as she hurried across the grounds of Granada's Escuela de Bellas Artes. Her heart raced faster than her feet while she skillfully dodged the students dressed in an array of styles, bohemian, casual chic, business, or sporty, as they lazed on the green expanse, soaking up the sun while idly thumbing through textbooks or sharing a joke with classmates. Charlotte's low heels clacked along the smooth path, and she longed for a moment to fully enjoy the glory of the intense blue sky, blooming gardenias, and the sun warming her pale skin. But it was impossible to slow down when this visit to Spain held so much urgency. Taking the steps two at a time, Charlotte hastened through the Art Deco doors and down the long passageway. Sunlight attempted to penetrate the small windows but failed miserably, leaving the building in gloomy darkness. Squinting, Charlotte edged along the hallway, trying to make out the names and numbers on the doors. Bingo! She drew to a halt and filled her lungs with oxygen, exhaling slowly before rapping on the door. No answer. Damn! Knocking harder, she adjusted the shoulder strap of her handbag. Rapping on the door again, she drew her lips into a tight line, about to resign herself to camping outside Professor Fonseca's door. Charlotte wiped the sweat from her brow, then reached into the handbag, grabbed a water bottle, and took a long drink. The cool liquid brought her temperature down, and the frazzled feeling waned slightly. High heels marching across floorboards echoed down the hallway. The owner of the stunning blue shoes was a petite woman in a stylish business suit, her hair in an immaculately tailored bob, her large brown eyes framed by perfect eyeliner and mascara. The woman stopped in front of the door, and Charlotte smoothed down her faithful jeans.
Excuse me, are you Professor Fonseca?
Sí.
She shoved the key in the lock, and it clicked open. The woman turned and narrowed her eyes as she looked over her black-rimmed glasses.
Admissions deal with foreign students. I cannot help with your application to my department.
Oh, that's not what I'm here for.
Charlotte opened the calico bag and moved to pull out the painting.
Do not bother.
The professor made no effort to hold in a long sigh and muttered,
Por Dios, estoy cansada de esto.
Charlotte chose not to tell the professor she'd understood her comment about being tired of this, whatever this was.
I'm sorry if you have lots of people turn up without an appointment, but I have extenuating circumstances.
I wish I had a euro for everyone who says this.
The professor held the door ajar, as if readying to barricade herself in the office against this loony Australian woman.
I have a lecture in half an hour, and I am busy for the rest of the week. You return next Wednesday, 11 o'clock. Please.
Charlotte resisted the urge to grab the professor's arm.
My abuela has had a major heart attack. She's in her 90s and is very unwell. Her heart could give out at any minute, so she sent me here to find out who this artist is. The painting holds a lot of significance for my abuela. It's not signed, and all she knows is it was an artist from Granada.
For good measure, she added.
I've been told you were the expert in this field.
Charlotte's attempt at buttering up appeared to have no effect as the professor crossed her arms.
You use abuela, the Spanish word for grandmother. Do you speak my native language?
I understand it much better than I can speak, but I get by.
Good old high school Spanish classes had been Charlotte's only avenue to learn. Her grandmother had refused to teach her offspring, even though she insisted on being called abuela. Yet another contradiction her grandmother clung to without explanation. The professor's arms remained folded as she let out a rapid fire of Spanish. The words zapped around Charlotte's head as she grappled to gain full meaning. What she picked up was that English wasn't poetic, and it caused the professor's ears immense pain to hear it.
I'm sorry, Charlotte said. I didn't get all of that.
The professor shrugged.